Grab a pint of Guinness, turn up your speakers, and sing along. This is the Pub Songs Podcast. And now, a toast! Here's to a long life and a merry one, a quick death and an easy one, a pretty girl and an honest one, a cold pint and another one. Sláinte!
Whiskey or the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains, and to America. You're sweeter, stronger days than her. You're spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, or me darling, drunk or sober. Oh, whiskey, or the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains, and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, tastier, you're funkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, or me darling, drunk or sober. Oh, now brave boys were off the march in Del Portugal and Spain. Drums the beat and the banners flying. The devil are home, may you come tonight. And love, tell thee well. With me tilly a dee dooby dobby da. Me tilly a dee dooby dobby da. Me rifle tar a laddie. Oh, there's a whiskey in the jar. Oh, a whiskey, oh, the devil. You're laying me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, tastier, you're funkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, oh, me darling, drunk or sober. All the French are fighting proudly, men are dying hard and cowardly. Give every man his flesh to powder, his smile upon his shoulder. And love, fare thee well. With me tilly addy dooby dobby da. Me tilly addy dooby dobby da. Me rifle tar a laddie. Oh, there's a whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil. You're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, tastier, you're spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Says the mother, do not wrong me. Don't take me daughter from me. For if you do, I will torment you. And after that, the ghost will haunt you. Love, fare well. Let me tilly daddy do be da be da. Me tilly daddy do be da be da. Me rifle tar a laddie. Oh, there's a whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, oh, the devil. Not laying me astray. Over hills and mountains. America, you're sweeter, stronger, tastier, you're spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, or me darling, drunk or sober. Oh, whiskey, or the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America, you're sweeter, stronger, tastier, you're spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, or me darling, drunk or sober.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Bruno's Boys with Whiskey, You're the Devil from their CD, Last Call. I want to, first of all, say thank you for listening, taking the time, and you can always find out everything you want to know about the Pub Songs Podcast at pubsong.com. And this is, of course, my personal podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and I perform with the Brobdingnagian Bards and do a lot of solo stuff, as you're going to hear in this show. And I also, of course, do lots of podcasts, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, the Renaissance Festival Podcast, Cat Lovers Podcast, and a Brobdingnagian Minute for my band. So, that said, I just got back from Middle Fair. It's a small Renaissance Festival located in Hillsboro, Texas, one weekend. So you already missed it, sorry. It was a delightful little fair. I think I really love small Renaissance festivals. It's that what they lack in, you know, a period look that's really nice, and my cats are fighting. What they lack in a nice period look, they make up for in personality and personableness, you know? I mean, the ability to meet new people, and it's on a first-name basis, pretty much. Well, you know, as much as you get it in Renaissance Festival where everyone has a two different names, you know. But nevertheless, it's just a really delightful experience. And Middle Fair was no exception to that rule. We had a great time out there. We got to jam with some of our favorite Renaissance Festival musicians, the Bedlam Bards. They are dear friends of ours and mentors and whatnot. We learned a lot from them about performing at Renaissance Festivals. They're wonderful. So if you ever get a chance to listen to them, I should put them in one of the next upcoming podcasts. I think I did actually already and last season when I played the Ballad of Joss, but I'm going to play some more of their stuff because they have lots more music. It's not all Firefly stuff. They have a lot of dirty songs and they have a great Celtic music. Cedric, of course, he's played on my Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers CD. It's just a lot of good stuff. But Middle Fair was delightful. And next year, I think they're already starting to plan for next year. It's just south of Dallas, southwest. I have no clue the exact direction. But, you know, south on I-35 of Dallas. Someone emailed me that specific comment. It's like, it's not south or something. I don't know. But in any case, so I'm going to take a quick break. And I'm going to play a song, which is called Monkeys Over Mongolia. This was the first song that was inspired by the end of last season's comment. I was saying that I wanted to write songs on the fly. So I asked a bunch of people to post random words in my live journal, and I just randomly grabbed one and threw together this nonsensical song, which I just kind of find is really catchy. So here it is. This is Monkeys Over Mongolia by yours truly. I hope you enjoy it. And I'll have some more music coming up soon, so stick around.
There's an airplane over Mongolia, Mongolia, Mongolia. There's an airplane over Mongolia, and I don't know why it's gone. Some monkeys hijacked that airplane, oh, that airplane. Yes, that airplane. Some monkeys hijacked that airplane, and they're flying it straight from Spain. Through the wind and the snow and the violent rain, the violent rain, the greenish rain. Through the wind and the snow and the violent rain, it blew from an elephant's brain. As the airplane crashes down outside, yes, down outside, oh, down outside. As the airplane crashes down outside, they whistle suicide is dangerous. There's an airplane over Mongolia, Mongolia, Mongolia. There's an airplane over Mongolia, and I don't know why it's gone.
So I was thinking as I was going to put together this podcast, it would be great to write a manual of how to successfully start up and promote a Renaissance festival. And then I started thinking of, you know, started to try to say that in this podcast. And I just didn't have it. My thoughts were not organized enough to do that at this present time. And, you know, obviously I don't know everything there is about starting up a Renaissance festival. I would love to. I think that's every Rennie's dream is to start up their own Renaissance Festival, and I'm no exception to that rule. But there is one little tip that I want to throw out, which is good for Renaissance Festivals, for clothiers, whatever you do. If you have your own little business or whatnot, there's a couple little things that I think you should know. First of all, is get a mailing list. Mailing list, not just a discussion group where people can chat, but a mailing list where you can contact your fans and let them know what's up, when, where, all that stuff. If you know anything about what I do, I have lots of mailing lists. There's the Brobdingnagian Bards, the Celtic MP3s Music Magazine, my own personal mailing list. The list goes on and on. I have a mailing list I send out for my cats. Yeah, they write their own newsletter. Whatever it is, they're invaluable. There's so many people overlook this idea, particularly in the Renaissance Festival circuit. I don't know why they don't do it. Maybe they just don't know how. I use Easing Director Portugal.com, which is a great site for promoting yourself and whatnot. So get one of those. So as I was chatting with one of the women out there, she is a vendor. First knew her as Shiloh. I think she goes actually by Alethea. She used to perform with Queen Anne's Lace. Queen Anne's Lace is a a cappella female singing group that performs mostly at Scarborough Fair. She used to perform with them, and she has a song called Infidelity, which is just a hilarious song, and she's a wonderful songwriter and a brilliant performer. I can't go on enough about it, about how wonderful she is as a performer. So we were talking to her this weekend, and I threw out the ideas, you know, she needs to write, you know, the Village Idiot's Guide to Renaissance Festivals or something like that. So we'll see what happens. And I was thinking she should, you know, a performer's guide, because there are so many performers out on the circuit who could really use the advice that she has. I'm one of them. I still have a long way to go to being, you know, really up to speed, I think. I mean, I think we do a decent job, but yeah, she's top notch. She has a couple of shows that she's doing, she's working on, so. And maybe I'll have some information about that in the future, but in the meantime, we were talking, Andrew and I were talking about the next CD as we work on it. Not the Holy Grail of Irish Drinking Songs, but the next CD, which is, I mean, that's sort of a compilation, which is why we were talking about it. The next one is going to be another Renaissance Festival CD. We were talking about the idea of including other musicians on it, and she has that song, Infidelity, and we're talking about recording her with us playing music for this CD, which I think would be cool. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, you know, I need to get, like, the Bedlam Barge on there, too. And the Limey Birds, you know, we'll see them at Louisiana Renaissance Festival next month. So there's a lot of little songs I might be able to get out there. That'd be really cool. Because, yeah, there's a lot of wonderful artists on the Renaissance Festival circuit. I guess that's about all the tips as far as Renaissance festivals I have to share at present. I'm sure there's more. If you want to know, drop me an email. I'm sure I can come up with lots of ideas. I also have a website, actually, if you haven't seen it and you're a musician. It's bardscrier.com. It's called the Bards Crier Music Marketing and Promotion E-Zine. I started it about 6 years ago. I don't publish it frequently, but there's a lot of good articles on there on the website that I wrote about promoting yourself as a musician. And again, this is all, anytime you're talking about marketing, it always transfers to whatever genre or thing you're doing. So, you know, just convert it to what you're talking about and see how it affects you. I think that's about it for now. I'm going to stop, and we're going to finish up this show with a song. If you were listening to my Celtic Men special in the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, you might have heard me mention Nick Hennessy. He used to perform with Serious Kitchen, and he's a brilliant songwriter and storyteller. Well, a while back, he recorded The Ballad of Tam Lin, which is an old Scottish song about someone getting abducted by fairies and such, and, you know, trying to win back their love or whatnot. It's a fantastic song, but the contemporary songs, when you record, you don't really want to go above like 3 or 4 minutes usually, but that's not how it always was. You know, a lot of the older songs, they were story songs. They were designed to tell stories, like a Scarborough Fair, for instance. We've had actually a few complaints for that, because we do like 9 or 10 verses, I forget what, and there's probably about 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 verses to that song. This is just shortened version. It comes out to 5 minutes or so, which is probably long enough, and obviously it's going to turn some people off. This song, you might not like, you might absolutely love it like I do. It is a story song sung a cappella by Nick Hennessy. It's from a CD of Fire, Wind, and Silver Stream, and it is a beautiful song. So I hope you enjoy it, and I will be back again in the very near future. Cheers.
Oh, I forbid ye maidens all that wear gold in your hair to come or go by Carter Hall, for young Tamlin is there, for young Tamlin is there. For there's none that go by Carter Hall, but they leave him a pledge. They either leave their mantles green, or else their maidenhead, it's said, or else their maidenhead. Fair Janet's tied her kirtle green a bit above her knee, and she has gone to Carter Hall as fast as go can she, well, as fast as go can she. And she hadn't pulled a single rose, a rose but only one. Well, up then came a tall young man, says, lady, pull no more, no more. Oh, lady, pull no more. How dare you pull a rose, he says, how dare you break the tree, and how dare you come to Carter Hall without command from me, oh, without command from me. Carter Hall, it is my own, my father gave it to me, and I'll come and go, young Janet says, and ask no leave of thee, oh, I'll ask no leave of thee. Well, he's taken her by the waist so small, down to where the grass grows so green, and what they did I just can't say, but he never once asked her leave, oh, he never once asked her leave. Fair Janet's tied her kirtle green a bit above her knee, and she has to her father gone as fast as go can she, oh, as fast as go can she. 24 ladies fair were playing all at chess. Well, in then came young Janet fair, as green as any glass, oh, as green as any glass. And up then spoke an old-faced knight, watching o'er the game. Alas, my young poor girl, for thee, we will take the blame, oh, we will take the blame. Oh, hold your tongue, you old-faced knight, some ill death may you die. I'll father my child on whom I will, I'll father none on thee, be sure. Sure, I'll father none on thee. And up then spoke her father dear, and he spoke meek and mild. Alas, my young poor daughter dear, I think you go with child, and with child, oh, I think you go with child. If that be so, Janet says, myself shall bear the blame, for there's never a knight in all your court will get the baby's name, name, oh, will get the baby's name. For if my love were an earthly knight, as he is elven grey, I'd never change my own true love for any knight you have, oh, for any knight you have. Well, up then spoke her mother dear, she meant to do her harm. There grows a herb in Carter Hall, will twine you and the bairn, oh, will twine you and the bairn. Fair Janet's tied her kirtle green a bit above her knee, and she has gone to Carter Hall as fast as go can she, oh, as fast as go can she. She hadn't pulled a single leaf a leaf, but only one. Well, up then came a young Tamlin, says, lady, pull no more, pull no more. Oh, lady, pull no more. How dare you pull a leaf, he says. How dare you break the tree, and how dare you harm the babe, says he, that lies twixt you and me, oh, that lies twixt you and me. Oh, tell me the truth, Tamlin, she says, if a mortal man you'd be. I'll tell you the truth, fair Janet, says he, I was christened as good as thee, I was christened as good as thee. But as I rode out one bitter winter's day, when from my horse I fell, the Queen of Elfland, she took me in yon green hill to dwell, oh, in yon green hill to dwell. And at the end of 7 years, she pays a tithe to hell, and I, so fair and full of flesh, am feared it be myself, myself, oh, I fear it be myself. But tonight is Halloween, and the morn is Hallowday, and win me, and ye will, for well I wish you may, oh, well I wish you may, for at the mirk and midnight hour, the fairy folk will ride, and they that would their true love win, at Miles Cross they must hide, oh, at Miles Cross they must hide. Three companies will pass by, the first on horses black, and then we'll pass the brown, and when you see a milk-white steed, you must pull the rider down, down, oh, you must pull the rider down. But then they'll change me, oh, in your arms, into many a thing so wild. But hold me fast and fear me not, I'm the father of your child, you know, I'm the father of your child. Janet's tied her kirtle green, a bit above her knee, and she has to the crossroads gone, as fast as go can she, oh, as fast as go can she. But cold and gloomy was the way, and eerie was the night, and a crescent moon hung in the sky, and shone a ghostly white, so bright, oh, it shone a ghostly white. Just at the mirk and midnight hour, she heard the bridles ring, and that poor girl was afeard at that, as any mortal thing, anything, oh, as any mortal thing. And three companies did ride by, the first on horses black, and then there came the brown, and when she saw a milk-white steed, she pulled the rider down, down, oh, she pulled the rider down. And thunder roared and roared about, and the stars burned bright as day, and the Queen of Elfland, she span round, crying, young Tamlin's away, away, oh, young Tamlin's away. And in a flash they changed him, oh, in her arms, into a lizard wild, but she held him fast and feared him not, he was the father of her child, child, oh, he was the father of her child. And in a flash they changed him, oh, in her arms, into a writhing snake, but she held him fast and feared him not, he was one of God's own make, she knew he was one of God's own make. And in a flash they changed him all in her arms to a red-hot block of iron. But she held him fast and feared him not, and it did to her no harm, no harm. Oh, it did to her no harm. And then they changed him all in her arms into a naked knight, and she wrapped him in a cloak so warm and kept him out of sight, sight. Oh, she kept him out of sight. But up then spoke the fairy queen, and fire burned in her eye. "You've stolen away the bonniest knight in all my company, young girl, oh, in all my company. And what I know this knight Tamlin, had I but known before, I'd have taken out your heart of flesh and put in one of stone, I'd have put in one of stone."
Find out more about the Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com.